There is a custom that some communities have. They may have stopped it a little bit now during COVID, but there's custom to pass around the pushka, the tzedakah box, where people would give tzedakah during the prayer of Vayivarech David. The basis, I believe, is in the Arizal, where the Arizal says, when we say the words Vata Moshel Bakol, when you say in Vayivarech David, Hashem, you rule over everything, then Nasan Tzedakah Mu'umad, he gave tzedakah, the Arizal would give tzedakah while he was standing, while he was reciting Vayivarech David. If you think about the context of Vayivarech David, that's where David HaMelech gathers all of Klal Yisrael, and they've donated so much wealth, so much money for the purpose of the Mikdash, and the point of David HaMelech telling them is that even though we think we have the wealth, but we're donating it to Hashem for the Mikdash, even though, again, it wasn't built in David's time, it was built in Shlomo's time, we're saying Va'osher Va'kavod Milfanecha, that the wealth is really, and the honor is to you, Hashem. And you rule over everything. All this wealth that we have by giving tzedakah, we're acknowledging that it really belongs to you, and you let us use it as we see fit. And in that way, tzedakah is not merely a mitzvah beidam lachaveru. The goal of tzedakah is not merely to express in a very practical way kindness towards another person, but it's more than that. It's an expression of our faith that really everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I have, it's not really mine. It's Hashem lets me use it, but I should use whatever Hashem gave me for good things, for proper things, and I should give tzedakah. Giving tzedakah is not like, oh, I'm giving mine to other people. No, really, atamosho bakol. And I'm lucky that Hashem right now is allowing me to have this wealth, to have food, to have a home, to have stuff. Giving tzedakah is acknowledgement of that, not only b'ram l'chaveiro, but it's a source of tremendous embuna.